Yes, something very wonderful has happened here today. For who came to Crewe and baptized him? Who did the baptism? Here, come here. I'll hold you. Come here. Now you can see. Look at this. You're taller than everybody else. So who came here and baptized Crewe? No, it wasn't me. Wasn't me. See, a lot of people like to think that. Well, the pastor did the baptism. But you know, actually, it wasn't me who did the baptism. And your parents and your grandparents and all of your relatives and all your dear friends here this morning will hear that it's not what I do, and it's not what even what Crewe did. For here, what happened here? Who did the baptism? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was God who worked, just did this great work here. It was God who did this great work. He only works through a man. You just heard my voice. You saw my hands. My hands got wet. You heard the prayers. But that was all the work of Jesus. It was all Jesus doing this. And that's what baptism is. You see, my dear friends, baptism isn't what we do. It's what Jesus has done for all of us, what he has done for all of you. Hear what happened here, my dear friends. You just saw God. You just saw God at work. You heard it in the Word. For what is this water without the Word? What is this water here without the Word of God? It's just plain water, right? But when the Word is attached to the water, it does great things. It is the Word and the water itself that cleanses Crewe from all of his sin. And many of you, even you, Jaden, you were baptized here also. I remember it very well.
But Pastor.
Yeah, I did it. No, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. But when you say, I've been baptized, don't say the pastor did it. Say, God has baptized me. And that would be the truth. For that's what happens here. So it was the power of the Word that washed away what from Crewe? Before Crewe was baptized, he was a child of wrath. In the sight of God, Crewe wasn't a Christian. Crewe did not belong to Jesus. But now God has just worked a great work here. And when Crewe was baptized in the name of the Father,
Son, Holy Spirit.
What did the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit do? He washed away all of his sin, and he now has written his name upon Crewe's heart, and now Crewe is a Christian. Crewe is now a Christian. Ryder, come over here with me. Stay over here with me. Yeah, this is important for you to know. You were baptized here too, Ryder. I remember it very well. So, Crewe is now a Christian, just like all of you, and all of you are Christians. We didn't do this work. We don't make ourselves Christian. God makes us a Christian. Christ in, that's what it means. Christ now lives in Crewe. Christ now lives in all of you. And Christ now lives in all of you because of what he's done by the power of his word, comprehended in the water. Comprehended in the water. We see this as a visible sign to us that God has done this great work. And all the children said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I messed you up, didn't I? Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every morning you can arise from bed. You may not remember this, but every morning you can get up. And even you can say, good morning, Jesus. Thank you for my baptism. Thank you for baptizing me. For I am now your child. So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Let us pray. We pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving to us this wonderful sacrament of baptism. For Lord, this is not our work. It's not us proving our faith. For we believe that here in these waters today, you have given us the free gift of faith. You have given us life and salvation. Lord Jesus, this is completely your work. This is completely the work of the Father. And of your work and the work of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for all the great work that you do for us. And all the children said,
amen.